And questions live on Cup.TV.
This topic is a very special one. I would say that it is the foundation of our whole approach to the spiritual world. Which is annulment and submission, subjugation. Annulment and submission. Because the question starts with this. What did the Creator create the will to receive for? As he says, I created the evil inclination. We could be as he is, in the will to bestow. If we will be in the will to bestow, we will not be created beings. We will only exist in a will to bestow. We now exist only in a will to receive. Are we created beings? We're also not created beings. We cannot exist in a single desire. We don't yet even understand what the Creator did and why He did it, why He did it this way, truly so. This is why creation is bar, outside. It is something which is outside of something else. Something and its opposite, darkness and light, pride and annulment. This is what we need in order to build ourselves. And therefore, one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater, and then he overcomes his evil inclination, and he makes the good inclination, and a moment later, again, he has an evil inclination that is revealed, and once again, he needs the good inclination to get help from above, to ask the Creator to give him the possibility to overcome, and that way, upon the evil inclination that is that a person discovers all the time and he overcomes it, by this he builds himself. If a person doesn't have the bad inclination as well as the good inclination, then it is not, he's not. Not a spiritual person. Therefore, the whole of spirituality begins with a person detecting the evil inclination within him, and he says, ah, that is creation. This is what the Creator created. Now, what I lack is only the good force, which I already get from the Creator. There's no problem with that. I will turn to him, and he will help me. The most important for me is to detect the evil inclination that exists in me, and upon it, I need to rule the good inclination. As it says, love covers all crimes, so there will be no bad, no frictions or revelations, or the revelations of evil, then there will be nothing upon which to bring the good inclination, and that way to place the Creator upon the whole of creation, because the whole of creation is existence from absence. So it can only exist as existence, the force of the Creator that dwells upon something that is absence. It comes from zero, from nothing. And therefore, this is how we need to relate to each and everything within us, that each and every moment, through this inner engine that exists in nature, in the whole of creation, we get each and every moment, each and every one, a revelation of seemingly bad things. A revelation of our ego, which is the opposite of the Creator. Negative, separation, hatred. And upon that, we have to constantly turn from within us to the Creator and to ask for the force of submission, the force of connection, the force of love. And that way, in between these two forces, specifically between these two forces, we need to see that we're advancing. And therefore, both the light and the darkness must exist in each and every state. And if there is only a single state, it's not a true state. Also, light. There's no such thing that it exists without darkness. The spiritual state is when we have both of them and they're equal together, and we always prefer connection, adhesion, what we call light, to the separation, the distancing, what we call darkness. But we detect both of them and we position them in such a way. This is why when we discover, find ourselves being in a bad mood, it's very nice. This is what we got from the Creator, so that upon us we can bring something which is opposite. Good spirit to correct it. When we feel ourselves that we have no desire for spirituality, very good. So now we have to ask from above that we will be given that through illumination from above, that we will be given forces of connection, spiritual forces. That is, each time we have to be concerned about completing one with the other, so much so that people who are going on the path, they care both for the good and for the bad equally, to constantly be on the middle line, and to be concerned for the darkness as for the light, and for the light as for the darkness. Because if you don't have the two of them, I will not be able to establish myself in the middle in the form of Adam. Because the Adam in me is always established by these two opposite forms. And out of them, I exist. Therefore, both the bad and the good, the darkness and the light, in all of their different manners, in all of their different variations, must exist in me. And I just need to always arrange the middle line, the correct relation, the correct balance between them, so that specifically I exist in this balance. And therefore I accept all of the bad things that happen in the world, that it's not that there's no room for them, God forbid, but it's just that I have to balance them with the good things. And if I would invite these bad things in advance, so that I am actually promoting the darkness, it is in order for me to balance it with the light, then I would be like in a cart with a horse, using both reins, and this is how I am advancing, like the horse being in the middle, going towards the goal. So in many places it says that we need to rule the light and also the darkness, and there cannot be light unless I also invite it upon the darkness, and it is all in order to balance myself, and not to say about some form of darkness, whatever it is, that it is incorrect. It all depends on my preparation. If I myself invite it, then there is no bad darkness. Rather, it is revealed in a form where I want it, in order to discover the light. Just like if we have before us a set table with a nice meal, then we are happy that we feel hunger, we have appetite, a passion, and then we're drawn. The meal. This is why preparing the lack for true spirituality is first and foremost what we need to do, because the light itself is in absolute rest. It is here without any limitation. We just have to establish the correct deficiency for it, and accordingly we will discover it. This is called that we have to be in annulment and submission. We have to understand that annulment is not that we erase our ego with its all of its different manners. And submission is not that we submit it in all kinds of forms of our will to receive in such a way that we seemingly erase it as though it does not exist. No, it exists, to the extent that upon it we can bring the opposite things from it. As we learn that this is how the spiritual partsuf is built, we live in the spiritual partsuf through the striking, the coupling by striking in the pe of the Rosh, we live the same will to receive with which we can work in order to bestow. That is, that same will to receive will specifically, will actually reveal the light to us, because it is the opposite of the light and there is a screen and we have a restriction and contrast, collision between them. However, it's not mutual cancellation. If they will mutually cancel each other, we won't have the egoistic will to receive with Tzimtzum, Masach, and Ochozer, and we won't have the upper light, the creator, that will appear above these corrected desire. And this is why we have to be concerned about both of them. This is why a person should bless over the bad as over the good. If he is Adam, standing in the middle between these two forces. Therefore, even though we are talking about annulment and submission, subjugating the egoistic desire, we do it in a very special way where it remains. However, we are using it in order to discover the light. We will study this from the excerpts, but this is what we will have to learn and to do. Therefore, for example, I get up in the morning, I don't have a good mood. I need to try to be happy about it, that this is the correct form to get up in the morning. This is the correct form because by this I discover each time a new stage, a new hour, a new minute. I don't have darkness, darkness, darkness. And then it depends on which kind of darkness. I mean, how do I detect it? How do I define it? And according I advance. So therefore, if we're talking about annulment and submission, we need to realize that everything that exists, especially in the will to receive, it's pride. It is pride. And against that it says, and his heart should be proud in the ways of the Lord, that when I see that pride awakens in me for some reason out of myself, and that we have from the shattering of Adam Rishon. Against that, I have to elevate, to increase my path, my way, by in the path of the Creator. Meaning that the positive force will be like the negative force, and the two of them will be equal, equivalent, and I will not erase anything from the negative force, but rather to the opposite. I will be going forward, and I will constantly advance in such a correct way that the bad and the good must be equal to each other, but I prefer the right to the left, because, well, in what? In what? According to the quantity, they're seemingly equal. And according to the quality, I prefer the right, the force of bestowal, to the force of reception. But I do not cancel the force of reception. I keep working with it in such a way that it helps me even more to emphasize, to increase the right. That is, we needed the darkness so that out of it we can see the light even more clearly. This should be clear to us from the examples of this world. We talked a lot about it. And therefore, I should be happy that I suddenly feel that I have pride, that I want to be more than everyone. Even subconsciously, I constantly check myself with respect to the others, and when I catch myself that this is how I truly am, how this is how I think, or I look at things, I should be happy. I have a place to work. How can I arrange these two inclinations within me so that in between the two of them, I will discover the Creator in the right way, that the Creator in my attainment, in my perception, will also be comprise darkness and light. Otherwise, I will not be able to discover Him. Everything, anything can be discovered, be discerned only out of darkness. So pride and control, I should feel them as the correct preparations for spiritual ascent. And this is why I should also be, how shall I put it? I should be happy if each time I discover within me a new egoistic will to receive, if I discover that I'm far from the friends, I'm the opposite of them, I have criticism over them. Why is that good? Because I have a place to work, to raise myself even higher up than the evil that is revealed in me right now. And the most important is to build out of myself a kind of an expert, so that I will be able to be independent of the bad and the good, but rather from these two forces that were given to me from above, from the two of them, I will compose myself, the image of the Creator within me, so that the will to receive in me exists, but I make upon it a restriction and have a screen and reflected light, and I invert it to be in order to bestow to the light. And that way, from the darkness that the Creator has created as a copy of Himself, from that, I seemingly get back to the original. I build out of myself the image of the Creator. And this is why I am called Adam, Dome Labore, similar to the Creator. And all of this work, we talked about it is with faith above reason. We'll get back to that more than once, and we will see it. In short, a person should constantly be a psychologist of himself. He has to relate to himself as to a third person, as a doctor who is relating to his patient, which is, this is something that is not me. Rather, I am building it out of myself. So if you position ourselves in such a way, we already begin to aim ourselves on the middle line. I have the Creator's force. I have the force that is the opposite of the Creator. And to the extent that I arrange myself to be included of both of them independently, then it will work out correctly. Then I will reach a state where I will truly be able to compose myself of these two opposite forces as the middle line that includes the two of them, and that will be the Adam. That will be the image that I have built, and it resembles the Creator. And in that image, I will be adhered to the Creator, and that way I will advance. We will talk more about it, we will work on that, but the most important is the approach, that there is no bad, but only in order for us to make it into good. And in itself, it's not bad, and it's not against us, rather it is an indication that we have to overcome it. Now, we are entering together a very special stage in in the development, the evolution of creation, that it's not just that the person does it by himself, and it's not just that we have to do it in the ten in this way, to see the bad as preparation for the good, and the darkness between us as preparation for the light, that we have to discover between us. And this is why all of the things that are not, you know, when I get up in the morning in darkness and I search for how can I bring the correct approach upon it to the light, towards the Creator, towards bestowal. So it's not against, it's not just me, rather we have to do it in the tens already. That the darkness is already lack of connection, lack of love between us, and love is an eruption of connection, an eruption of love, an eruption of our inclination towards each other in the group, and from the group to the whole of humanity. This is what we will have to discover, especially in 2021. And here, we have to realize that we have very big work and we need to hurry up and to establish it, to acknowledge it, and to advance in this way. So, truly, we have a very special life, and each time they're getting an acceleration from above because, well, there's no choice. The upper force is awakening us and it is obligating us to get to know our role in the general system quicker and quicker. We have to prepare ourselves for it and to understand that we were chosen to be the leading force, the avant-garde, and let us try to do it. It's not that we don't want other such forces to appear. Everyone is welcome, and it's not that we have to be the first ones, but as much as each one of us and all of us together are capable of it, let us always try to annul the bad and submit the bad in a way that it will be balanced with the good. This is the correct example for that is the spiritual partsuf. We will study this practically between us and we will. And we will advance. The most important is this attitude to get used to relate to the bad states as a preparation from above, since there is none else besides him, to the positive relations that we need to detect and to demand of the Creator to make it happen. It's not that we do it, but rather there is a midline here between the bad and the good, so that we don't cancel the bad and only draw the good, but rather the bad and the good that should be equal to each other can only be organized, arranged by the middle line. We don't know, we don't quite understand what is the middle line, but only when we turn to the Creator, then love covers all crimes. He will do that. Therefore, our work is the right response for the awakenings that we get from above and to try to detect them each and every moment individually, each one of us, and most importantly, is in the form of the tens. Then in the tens, we are constantly drawn through annulment and submission, each one towards the center of the ten. And then by that, we can very quickly detect the upper force that is also awakening us in the
Good morning, dear Raf. You gave so much answers already, but it still stays a little unclear. So I'd like some explanation about what does it mean to also invite the left to be able to balance. So what does it really mean, what you said, to invite the left? What we learn already is to invite the right.
By you trying with the right, by this you are actually awakening the left. It is considered called, I awaken the dawn, and it's not that the dawn awakens me. This is how King David writes. So, we will feel on the path how it is done, because the moment that we truly complete complement correctly the darkness with the light, then by that we immediately invite the next degree, the next state, which is higher. Higher both with greater darkness and also with our ascent to a greater light. Left, right, left.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот я вчера целый день боролся за то, чтобы ощущать как-то связи с товарищами, с Творцом, с уроком.
Yesterday, all day long, I fought, struggled to feel that I'm connected to the friends of the Creator in the lesson with relative success.
I
still lack that expert point so as to become a psychologist unto myself, so how to use all these extremes in order to reach the middle point?
Well, that is the problem. You need to try to detect the bad against the good, the darkness against the light, realize that there cannot be one without the other, and how can you balance the two of them so that you will feel that the Creator can exist only in the form of Bo'u'e, come and see, that you come from the darkness and then you discover Him, the advantage of light out of darkness. And in such a form, you gradually begin to get to know creation, that it is all entirely in order for you to discover both this and that. Because the Creator that we discover, we don't just discover the upper force Himself, we only discover how we make Him, because He balances our darkness, as it says, you have made me. And here maybe we can understand a little better. What does it mean, you made me? That we build His image only out of the darkness. This is why, to begin with, if He wanted to create Adam, the human who will discover Him, then He needs to do nothing else besides to create the opposite forms of Himself. And this is called creating the darkness. And this is how we have to approach it. We will talk about it. You'll receive everything, don't you worry, but during the day, not only you, that during the day you want to discover these things, you will have to do it in the groups, in the tents. That is much more correct, much more essential, much more to the point. And as much as you talk about it between you, as much as you remind each other, you will understand better, you will feel more how to correctly approach it, how to look at creation correctly. And it is here. The upper world is here. The Creator is here. Everything is here. We just have to choose our approach from within. That's what it's about. And in that, each shall help his friend. Together, we will
Rav, buongiorno. Tu prima hai parlato dell'orgoglio, no? E hai detto che noi l'orgoglio lo possiamo...
You talked about pride before. You said that we can use pride.
Io l'orgoglio nell'egoismo lo sento come una fiamma.
Instead of for the sake of the ego, we can use it for spirituality. Now this pride, I feel it like fire, but in spirituality I don't feel it at all. So how to use the pride, how to work with it?
Only when you will raise yourself above all of your corporeal qualities, so that you know how to use them for your spiritual advancement, then you will enter disturbances, or let's say not disturbances, but preparations that are higher, more exalted. You need to relate to corporeality like spirituality, that it all comes from a single place, a single source, and everything has a single goal. So the attitude that you build with the friends, that is or your relations with the friends, that is your spirituality. When you will acknowledge it, you will agree with it, you will start to work with it correctly, then you will see that this is your entrance to spirituality. Kazakhstan.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Вы сказали, что мы негативную уравновешиваем светом, и вот
в процессе. You said that we balance the negative with the light. So, in this balance, if the negative is cancelled, is annulled, well, what does it mean that they need to be equal?
But you don't see any flaw in all kinds of negative forms, but rather, you're sure that the Creator is awakening them in order for you to balance them with positive relations. There is no bad, but only in order to awaken the good, and there is no good except in order to awaken the bad, and the two of them must be equal, and only on the midline, when you accept the two of them as coming from one higher source, and they're all in order for you to rise through the correct connection between them to that place. This is clear? Good.
Spain 1.
Salón Rab, Salón Javerín. El orgullo es una manifestación del egoísmo. ¿Qué acciones podemos hacer en la decena para anularlo y dirigirnos más hacia la derecha? Gracias.
Pride is the revelation of egoism. So how can we work with it in the 10 in order to pull it towards the right line?
You need to see how much the ego that is now rising, how much this ego is actually helping you to overcome it. It is actually help made against it. The ego itself, when it is revealed in such a way that it stimulates you to rise above you. You see, seemingly inside of the ego itself, there is a force that is telling you, overcome me. Don't stay indifferent. And then we need to relate to it in such a way that as much as I position against my ego the quality of connection up to love, by that, I combine the two of them, the hatred as well as the love, the ego and also bestowal, it doesn't matter how you call these two forces, in the form of the middle line.
Boker Tov, Rav v'chaverim. Question from a friend. Dear Rav, is it a good approach towards annulment before the friends to know what to say during a meeting with the 10, but choose to not say my own words to support whatever the friends are saying? Is that a good approach to annul before the friends?
No. In there too, you need to have the middle line. In all of the relations between us, we need to search for the middle line. So it will hold, it will connect, it will include the two sides. And I too need to be involved, and not just observing from the side whatever is happening in the 10. No, we need to connect, to compose between us all of the things, those that are against and those that are in favor, and see how we combine them through the upper force, which brings them to the point of rendezvous, that meeting central place between us. And there we start to detect that both the bad and the good in all kinds of different manners that exist between us, that they are reaching complementation. Complementation, meaning that it turns out that we cannot and we don't even try to reach a state where the two of them will connect with these gaps between us. We just want to scrutinize them as much as possible and to ask of the Creator that He will get in and connect between us. that the force of peace, of wholeness, of connection, of love will appear between all of these ends, these extremes that we bring to the Creator, and we tell Him, He who makes peace in the heavens should make peace upon us. And therefore, we do not erase the frictions between us, the contradictions between us, because He's doing it, the Creator. So what are we going to do? Cancel His work? That is called the work of the Creator. The work of the Creator is that we discover how much we are opposites, contradictory, distant, hate each other. That is His work. And the response for it is that we want, instead of that, that connection and love will appear. That is our request. Just raising man, just a prayer. And then instead of what Him did between us, all of the frictions and quarrels, etc., instead of the state comes a state of connection, complementation, but it is one upon the other. The Creator had prepared for us the egoistic desires, and we are truly entirely in hatred, and we detect this thing, and we do not hide it or cover it. And then we ask from Him for connection because we realize that we ourselves don't want it. We can't do it. We're not capable of it. And then against that, He brings us Himself, right? The quality of love, connection. So it turns out that from that same source, from the same place where He built us and He broke us and He made us so different, from that same place, He's bringing us and from an even higher source. Why did He do it? In order to be revealed through these opposite qualities between us. So it turns out that we become partners with Him. And this is how He is revealed. Otherwise, He will have no place in which to be revealed. Try to portray this picture and think about how will you keep it in the ten. And then the revelation of the Creator will be before you, truly so. But don't forget, love covers all crimes, only in such a way that it covers the crimes. And it's together, one against the other, coarseness and refinement, darkness and light. This is how this package called the Partsuf becomes revealed. A complete.
Вопрос от товарища. Самые сильные эмоциональные ощущения – это момент, где все смешивается в одну точку.
The strongest emotions are those in the moments before battle, where everything unites into a single moment of pain and love and hatred and all that. So,
well, there are additional states, not only the ones that you described. So what you were portraying, that's not everything, but what the Creator sends us, it is in order for us to scrutinize the reason, the cause, which is Him, and the final state, which is adhesion, pure absolute love that needs to erupt between us. And what do we have to do upon us is really only to understand who did it to us and why, for what purpose did He do this to us, how can we respond correctly to it, and ask, that is, from the Creator, that He will arrange between us the correct connection upon all of these states that He now disclosed. And of course, each and every time we will have states of contradictions between us that are a lot more harsh. They will confuse us. They will bring us to such hatred where we won't even be able to look at one another. And we will start to relate all of the frictions between us on 1,001 different corporeal reasons. And it is all in order for us to finally reach the determination, the decision that there is none else besides him, that it all comes from him. Turkey 3.
My friend is asking, do these dark states come according to our wish to cling to the Creator, or do each of us have to go through from all these states?
Yes. Each one according to the root of his soul, but he has to go through all of these states together with everyone. Each one receives the darkness in his personal way, and each one must reach from his personal darkness to a prayer. It's called a prayer in the public, the prayer of the ten, that we are all asking of the Creator that he will invert his state into a state of connection so that we will discover him as the source of our state, and we will be able to thank him for the darkness and also for the light, as it says that a person should bless for the bad as for the good, and this is how we discover him. Latin 4.
Shalom Rab. ¿Cómo puedo identificar en mi trabajo en la decena que mi discernimiento o mi acción es línea media y no un discernimiento de mi ego? Gracias, Rab.
How can I discern in the ten that what I'm doing, my discernments are those of the midline and not those of the ego?
It's only if you, together with the friends, want to pray to the Creator, the common force that you all share, the single force, the single source. He alone brings you all those states. He makes them. He alone, no one else. And so, from every state, from all states, you have the opportunity to ask for more connection.
Querido Rab. Rab, de manera práctica, ¿cómo podemos establecer esa carencia correcta por la luz dentro de la decena?
Practically, how can we establish the correct, in the right way, the deficiency for the light?
By us reading articles, by discussing it together, by you being in a group together. In the group you need to awaken that state to see how good and positive it is. If we come to such a connection between us where the light is revealed, the light is the light of connection, the light of love, the light of participation. And so it is revealed only in an emotional way. It's not that I know how it enters, how it goes, how it works. I need to open my heart to the friends here as much as possible. And by that, I assist the whole group in coming closer to the Creator.
German Free.
Рав, доброе утро. Скажите, вначале вы сказали, что главное увидеть злое начало.
Good morning. In the beginning, you said that the most important is to see the evil inclination. Are we ready for such a revelation, or is it always unexpected, a surprise to the ten? How do we respond as experts to such a revelation?
The evil inclination is revealed in each and every one. The question is, to what extent does each one of us identify it, locate it? The fact that right now you're there without the friends in your heart, that's also the evil inclination showing you that you're alone in the lesson. You're not connected through them to the Creator. You're not with them. You don't discover him with them and feel him. But you don't call it the evil inclination, meaning that you lack discernments. That's the problem.
Thank you, Rav. Our question is, what should a student look out for in discovering examples of annulment and submission from others? Each and everyone needs to give the others an example of how much he annuls himself, how much he submits towards the group, submit himself, wanting to see the whole group as one man in one heart, in the middle of the group, where they make efforts to find a point of contact with the Creator.
Ken, Rav,
you said that in terms of quantity, the darkness and the light are equal, but in terms of quality, I prefer the force of bestowal. How do you do that?
The first is the force of bestowal. What's the goal? Who's the last? The force of bestowal. I need to understand that the force of separation, it comes only so that I will determine, that I will tie together the first point of creation, which is where the upper light fills the whole of reality, and then restriction over everything, as the Ari wrote, that all around it, it dispersed and came to a middle point with restriction around it, and then to return to that single point where the light fills the whole of reality, but all this through my work, so that all these desires are revealed in me and everyone, because I already will include everyone else. And so I need to tie these two parts together. The beginning of creation, where you had the light of nefesh, only that, just a tiny little spark, meant to sustain the will to receive, which the Creator created, and through to the light of Ein Sof, of infinity, revealed through all of our connections, and that's what we need to achieve. So you have the beginning of creation, the end of creation, and we are in the middle. And all of our work is to discover not the light as we think, but rather the Creator and His attitude towards creation, His love for the created beings. And it's revealed according to our qualities, which we acquire above the hatred and rejection, above our ego. We acquire forms of connection and love. And then one opposite the other, coarseness, and above it, purity. That's how we discover these two opposite qualities, and they together bring us a feeling of the gap between them, the difference between them, and also the connection between them. And that's the condition.
What is the action of opening up the heart?
The opening of the heart is where the Creator puts this feeling in your hearts, which you become more sensitive towards the connection with the friends. That's all he can do, and actually, we don't need anything besides for that. Just not to have a heart of stone, to have a heart of flesh. And each time more and more. And I need to check each time if I have such discernments or not. But these discernments also, they come as darkness and light, darkness and light. Like with the students of Rabbi Shimon, where they wanted to kill each other, and they came to connection. And so, every day.
When we say that we need to open our hearts towards each other, if the Creator opens it up, what is the action that we have to do?
To ask, to locate the desired state, that's what I want to happen.
So the heart is never open, it's always shut, closed, but our common work is to ask for the opening of the heart.
Yes.
Do all this dark and bad situation in the world stem from our lack of connection between us?
Of course. That's for certain. It's also written everywhere. And we will also see it. We are now entering the year 2021. And we will see. And it doesn't matter exactly how we measure the year, if it starts from January or September or April or May, it doesn't matter. We will see that in the coming time, in the period of time we will now go through, we will discover that the whole world is round, meaning connected into a single system, suffering together, and that the solution must be together, togetherness. I hope we will discover it in 2021. It will be a year of sudden innovation. Let's hope that humanity discovers that no one can use his ego and succeed. Rather, only the other way around. The more we break the barriers of the ego between us, then we will succeed. And also by doing it in the tens, we influence the whole world, and the whole world will also begin to feel that enough. We don't want to spend more money, to waste money on armaments and anything besides for a connection between people. That's the cure for all the troubles. We don't need any shots and medicines for the pandemic and all that, but rather the pandemic is the general ego, which is revealed in the whole world, and there is only one cure for it. What needs to happen?
So what is submission, Rav?
Submission means that I don't work with my ego the way it dictates that I do, going to control others, but rather I use it. Of course I use it. If I erase it, I have no means by which to advance, but I use it in a way where it is an aid against oneself, where above the ego I need to achieve connection. This is similar to in our world, hugging someone that in my heart I hate absolutely, where there's no greater hatred on the one hand, and on the other hand, by this action I want to bestow contentment to the Creator. So I hug him, and I want to hug him with my entire heart, and then I discover that my hatred towards him compels me to have greater love for him. And then love covers all crimes, and they work together, but in the direction of connection. You understand, here we're talking about feelings all the time. Later, you can clothe it in technical terms, terms from psychology and so on, but actually we're talking.
Рав, как во время раскрытия зла не находиться внутри желания?
How during the revelation of evil can we be not in the desire?
I am inside of my will, my desire. only to the extent that I am connected to the Creator through the group, or even without the group, to the Creator, which is the Creator established my desires, what I feel in my mind and heart, He gave to me. For what purpose? So that I will arrange them in such a way that they're all aimed towards His revelation. And by that I calm myself, my nerves, my egoistic outlook, and I begin to arrange myself according to a new format, where there's none else besides Him, He's good, He does good, and according to all this data that is now going through me in mind and heart, I have to orient myself towards the revelation of the Creator.
Да, Рав, спасибо. Вот такой вопрос. Мы уже, надеюсь, что все в Нейбарухе начали уже чувствовать.
Thank you, Rav. We all in Nebaruch started to feel actually the separation or disconnection from the ten. And we also feel that these feuds, these quarrels become covered, and then we feel unity. So how do we feel that point of common prayer, that it specifically can invert everything and connect everything, can make the person Adam?
If you see yourselves as receiving both the connection and the separation from the Creator, then it's not difficult to locate the middle point between you, because it doesn't depend on you. You are all just matter. And this matter receives some negative influence, seemingly negative, from the Creator, and then a positive influence. And later you discover that there's no difference between the negative and the positive influences. It's just different feelings that you feel, from hatred to love. But what do you need these two feelings for? It's so that in the gap between them, you can discover the way the Creator relates to you, what He wants to happen in you. And then you relate differently to love and bestowal, or hatred and distance, and you relate it all to a single source. The one doesn't cancel the other. You keep both. In the spiritual Patsuf, it's kept by screens, restrictions, and so on. So try to follow along with that, and you will find success. The main thing is to tie everything, the positives and the...
Доброе утро, Рав. Такой вот вопрос.
Good morning, Rav. I have the following question. When I pay attention, I notice that my intentions towards the friend right now are egoistic. When it starts to become revealed, where is the joy here? What I noticed, and where is the place of sorrow also?
You need to scrutinize these things. I can't. You need to start delving into it, poking and searching. I can't tell you what needs to be done in every single instance. You need to be bewildered. You need to be in darkness. You need to be in search. Help yourself through the friends, and so on. Don't look for a guide for every single instance and detail. You need to write the guide.
Good morning, Rav and World 10. I will ask a question that comes from the direction of the emotion, Rav. We're going through processes in the 10, and indeed the emotion for us is the leading thread. My question is a different one. Is there in nature another matter by which we can change our form and it becomes an activating material for the emotion?
There's no matter outside of the will, the desire. And this desire keeps changing
in different ways through the bestowal from us towards the Creator, the light, and by the bestowal or influence of the light on the desire, and then the desire changes. Meaning, we are inside of the desire which the Creator created. We are part of the desire to the extent that we can integrate together willingly. By that, we can influence the source that created the will, and then the light, that source, changes the will. And if we don't aim to connect together, we cannot influence the source of the light, the Creator. The system is rather simple. That's why it is said that a simple light fills the whole of existence. And all the discernments, the infinite discernments we have, all of that is there to ultimately reach one simple discernment. Good who does good. The good who does good. Ita 3.
Buongiorno, Rav. Cosa vuol dire? Cosa significa annullarsi per la
What is the meaning of annulling in the 10? Trying to do everything in order to bring the friends to the morning lesson. Is this the meaning of annulling?
That too, but not just that. In every way that you can promote the 10 towards the Creator and the end of correction, you need to see that as your duty. And to the action of the group, to bring it to that purpose, you annul yourself. Meaning you need to do everything possible to accomplish that. French.
Rester dans la soumission tout en éveillant la sensibilité d'une autre.
Hello, Rav. Two questions. How can we remain in annulment on the one hand, and on the other hand, to still awaken the emotion in the heart?
You annul your ego, where you don't want to connect with others. And you ask and you pray over that. And then you ask that the upper light will influence you, connect you with the other desires of the friends, so that they are also ready to connect.
We are constantly talking about connection, and because we have to depict our next degree, but each one is depicting it in a different way. So please tell me, how can we think together and depict together that first spiritual degree?
In each completing it, to the group. Just like an engine that has 1,000 components, but each component works in its way in order to bring forth the common work that will be well and good for the whole engine.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, как определить
истинное чувство от фантазии? Please tell me. How can we define what is true feeling versus imagination? How can we distinguish between the two of them so they don't get confused? Should we go to approach it through the intellect or the emotion?
You examine it in the group and you'll see for sure whether you're doing it correct. Only in the group. All the things that are disconnected from the group are your fantasies.
Rav, you said that by annulling myself, I need to connect the friends with the Creator. How can I connect the friends with the Creator?
help them in every possible way so that they will connect between them and be aimed towards the force of bestowal and love together. That's considered to bind them to the Creator. Read it again.
Sure. Without annulling self-love, it is impossible to achieve dvikut with the Creator, meaning equivalence of form. In a sense, it is against our nature. We need a society that will form a great force, so we can work together on annulling the will to receive, called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself. Since everyone is integrated in everyone else, thus each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal.
And
to be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. And this is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he's a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them.
Now the question for a workshop. How do I examine myself whether I am a little higher than the others or not? Because he writes the last sentence here, yes? But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them. And if I can't unite with them, then I have no place where I would reveal the Creator with. I come to the purpose of creation, to my purpose of creation, to nothing. So how do I check myself whether I am higher than the others or not? That's a workshop question, please. Attitude towards the friends. Rav, from above, I'm not disclosed my lowness because it's desired to, for me to discover my lowness towards others, for me to lower myself before the friends. Hence, it's always shown to me the pride, my ego. How can we each time locate my increasing ego? And against that, for me to want to subdue it each time to the extent, same extent, towards the society. How do I stabilize myself correctly such that the Creator stabilizes me before the society, places me, for me to see how I'm before my ego and pride, and how through the society I place myself in an opposite way, that from the Creator to start with, nothing good comes to me. Every single moment it renews the deed of creation, meaning each time I created the evil inclination even greater in me. How do we each time in the group build such states in which we help one another to discover how much each of us is an egoist, and that from the revelation of this evil, he will be ready to be aimed towards the Creator and ask for correction? How do we create such a state in the ten?
Bevakasha.
Please.
from What to Look for in the Assembly of Friends by Rabash. A person should make an effort to obtain love of others. And this is called labor, since he must exert above reason. Since reasonably thinking, how is it possible to judge another person to the side of merit when his reason shows him his friend's true face, that he hates him? So what can he tell the body about it? Why should he submit himself before his friend? The answer is that he wishes to achieve dvekut with the Creator, called equivalence of form. Meaning, not to think of his own benefit. Thus, why is subduing a difficult thing? The reason is that he must revoke his own worth, and the whole of the life that he wishes to live will be only with the consideration of his ability to work for others' benefit, beginning with love of others between men and men, through to the love of the Creator. Hence, here is a place where he can say that anything he does is without any self-interest. Since, by reason, the friends are the ones who should love him, but he overcomes this reason, goes above reason and says, it is not worth living for myself.
Do you agree with this or not?
Merkaz echad.
Merkaz one.
What should a person do to feel the friends is greater than him?
He should serve them in practice as much as possible. And from that, he will be able to come to a state in which he'll be shown that he is less than them.
PT19. Good morning, Rav, friends. What does it mean that he says subdue himself, subjugate himself before the friends?
I don't know. Can you talk clearly? You're not in some meeting at your job there somewhere.
Why? Subjugation is not clear relative to the friend. What is subjugation toward the friends?
Subjugation towards a friend is where you discover how much you are less than him, and then from this, you're willing to serve him in every way, like a small one towards a great one. That's called subjugation.
He says, because by reason, the friends should love him, and he overcomes his reason.
Yes.
How can I obligate them to love me?
You can't do that. Just the Creator can do that. If you do the correct actions, then altogether the result will be that the group will come to love of friends between them. Also the hatred that is revealed between them.
He goes above reason and says, it's not worth living for myself.
Yes, all the way to that extent. Otherwise, what are you living for? Why would you live? You're living only in order to stabilize the 10 as close as possible. That's your life. If not for that goal, you're willing to give up your life. Because really, for what are you living? What do you have from life? What's the benefit from your life, if not that?
Right, I see it. I see it. My parents, you get to age 80 and story's over.
You don't have to reach age 80. You could see it already before that. It has nothing to do with life, with your age. It has to do with recognition.